Today's daf is Menachas, daf Kuf Aleph, and we start the 12th parak. We started a little bit, the 12th parak in Mehevesechas Menachas here as we get into the last 10 days or so of the Mesechta. So let's start Kuf Amebeis. We started the Mishnah yesterday. The Mishnah discussed what is subject to pidyon and what is not subject to pidyon. So we know that the Torah tells us that if a carbon gets a mum, so then it cannot be brought on the Mizbeach, and that animal is subject to pidyon once it gets a mum kavua. But the Mishnah tells us that there are some items that are not subject to pidyon. Once a mincha or nisachim are put into a kli shares, so then it is not subject to pidyon. And also the Mishnah adds, second halacha, that birds and the wood, lavona and klishares, misha nitmu, there is no pidyon, because pidyon is only by behemos, by animals. We did mention earlier in the Masechta a number of times, when is it, or why is it, we should say, why is it that minchas are different than behemos in this regard? Right? Why is it that a mincha has a chilek of when is this kaddish bekli or not? Well, when it comes to animals, right, when I'm makdish bepeh, I say it's a karbon, it can achieve kedusha zaguf. But by a kli, by a mincha, it does not achieve kedusha zaguf until it is inside the kli. So what is the reason for that? So that's the question of the Ravid. The Ravid asked that question at the beginning of Maseches Tamid. And the Ravid says, in his commentary on Tamid, Umayishna behema miktores uminchas behema uminchas minachas behema k'shadam makacha la'avdivik k'dush zaguf miktores uminachas la'avdivik k'dush zaguf atam makacha makli. Why? K'dizan ha'minachas k'shikitcha makli. Ready quotes our Mishnah. What's the difference? V'yesh lomar haynu taima to behema la'acher k'chik k'dush zaguf mishum de la'alter roi lakrava v'ena mechuser ma'isa rabba elashchita bovad. What do you have to do after your makdashit? I say it's a karbon, so now it's ready for avoda. I shecht it, v'chulu, and I continue to do everything. So it's not mechuser maisa, says the Ravid. It's ready for avoda. Avoktores mechuseres maisa rabba. Kigon ketisha umenaches belila. Interesting, he thinks belila is more of an act than shechita. The shechita is not such a big maisa rabba. But belila and ketisha is much more. Okay, look, maybe because those are really creating the item. Right, that's not it's not flour yet until you crush it. It's not ketores yet it's not flour until you mix it with the oil. Right, as we mentioned earlier, the shemen is part of the definition, even though you don't need to mix it. But maybe that's different. By an animal, it's already a karbon. Shchita is part of the what you do with the karbon. It's not creating the karbon. So maybe that's the difference of the Ravid. So, but that's the Ravid says that the difference between what maisim are left or not. The Brisker Rav also had another idea, but we've mentioned often the Remeir Simcha. The Remeir Simcha in the Chuvas, in the second volume of Chidusha Remeir Simcha Lashas, where Remeir Simcha writes again to his son-in-law, we quoted this a few weeks ago, the Zer Avram, Rav Loftir, who predeceased him. But he quotes there from the Ravid, and then he gives his own shot. He says, Siruf. An animal is an animal. It's one unit. Once I'm makdashit, it's a unit. But a flower, even if it's a certain amount of flower, what makes that flower be connected? What makes that flower be mitzurif? So that's why you need the kli. Ad shalo kitcha b'kli chaser hatziruf deboy shir isaron lamincha unisachim ubiktores pras kizayis debekulu akli osatziruf aval behema v'of de nefesh havi kadosh klushes aguf. Right, a bird also doesn't need a kli. Uboy mum liftoso bibehem of oflav bar pidyon have vichul. So that's the, just to remember some of the differences between the two. So again, that was the Mishnah. So then we had Shita Shmuel. Shmuel, we're going to talk about for the next 25 lines before we get to someone who argues on Shmuel. Shmuel says, afilu tahorin niftin. Shmuel holds that a mincha or nisachim, before they go into a kli shares, they can be redeemed even if they are tahor. As we just explained, maybe it doesn't have kedushas aguf yet. It's not in a kli yet. And it's lacking something. So even though the Mishnah talks about nitzma'u is lav dafka. Shmuel says, really, even if they are still tahor, they're perfect. They can be used. But you can redeem them without even having a mum. And why does it say nitmu? To tell me the chiddush of even if they were in a kli, then even nitmu is not allowed to be nifte. That is Shita Shmuel. Good, let's continue now. Four lines for the bottom. The Shita, the Bach, takes out the next four words of Achelo Kisha Bakli. So let's go to Pshita. Kedusha Zaguf Ninu. So the Gemara says, isn't that obvious? Right, tell me the chiddush is that once they're niskadish Bakli, then even nitmu they can't be redeemed. Obvious, pshita, kedushas aguf, and what kedushas aguf that's not removed by they're becoming tamei, so why would I have thought they would be able to be redeemed? So itzrich sakadai da chamina holu balmum ikri tamei. Tamei nami kebalmum dami. Since a balmum is called tamei, as we'll see, the Gemara is going to quote the pasuk soon. Since a balmum is ikri tamei, tamei is also kebalmum dami. And we know, even though an animal, a behema, which has kedusha zaguf, kinafel beimum mifrik. So once it gets a mum, it can be redeemed. So hani nami lifrik. So I would have thought that also tamei. Tamei is like balmum. And just like balmum can be redeemed even after kedusha zaguf, so too nitmu can be redeemed after kedusha zaguf. Kamash malan, delav kihai tamei karyach one of the balmum. It's not this type of tuma that the Torah calls a balmum. Right, these two are not affected in this way. Why? Because when something was eskadesh in a kli shares, there's never a possibility of being nifta. Right? And Rashi adds, even a behema ba'alas mum, once it's shechted, there is no possibility for redemption. So just like an animal, says Rashi, once it's shechted, the knife is the kli shares. And if it gets a balmum after shechita, there's no more pidyon. When could an animal be redeemed? If it becomes a balmum. If it gets a balmum before it's shechted. If I'm makdish an animal, then it gets a balmum. But once it's shechted, it can no longer be redeemed. So too, mincha nesachim. Once it's put into the klishares, it cannot be redeemed, even if it becomes tamei. So that's an important line in Rashi. Rashi says again, afilu behema balas mum shenemra bapidyon liachar shakitsha beklishares kegon sheshachat loashkechen ba. That is really a major machlokas rishonim, which has come up over the past few months in Zlachem and Menaches, and that is the knife, or does one need the knife of shechita to be a kli shares? Right, we know what you catch the blood into, so that for sure has to be a kli shares. Right, but what about the knife? Does the knife need a kli shares? Right, those who say karbanis, hopefully all of us, but those who say karbanis, what does the first mishnah say in Ezehu Makoman? The mishnah says, "Kachi kashim shidasa matzafon, parvisal shem ekibim shidasa matzafon, v'kibul daman b'kli shares matzafon." The mishnah says beferish that the kabbalas adam needs a kli shares. The mishnah omits the sakin being a kli shares. Is that padafka? Right, the first Mishnah says that. The next Mishnah also, Kibul Daman Bichli Shares Batzafon, says Tosfos, right there, the first Tosfos in Ezel Makoman, Rabbeinu Ephraim, Hayim Medakdek Mikan, Delo Be'inan Sakin Meshchita. You don't need a knife for shechita. You don't need a klisharis or even a knife. Just use something sharp. Midaloktani shechitasan beklisharis batzafon. Kidaktani gabi kabala v'kibol daman beklisharis batzafon. Right? It doesn't say it in the Mishnah. So it's the contrast. Umitokach osi shapir hadam reper kama dechulin. And this is exactly what it says in Maseches Chulin. The places where the Rishonim talk about this are Zvachim Mem Zayin and Chulin Daf Gimel. Right? Beginning of Chulin, Be'el Shem, that's coming up. Right? Kagon shebatak bekromish alkana v'shach. Right, it says there you can shuck with anything you want. Right, is that talking about kachim? Is that talking about chulin? We'll talk about it. Talking about carbon pesach. Right, everybody brings a knife. But then Tosfos argues, says no, it's impossible to say this. Why? Because it says in Parakatoda, where we had that a couple of weeks ago, on Daf Pebeis midichsiv. Right, it quotes the pasuk from the Akeda. Remember, the Gemara had a whole brisa there. And we have 10 different karbanas listed in a brisa, and every word in that brisa teaches us something. And all it teaches us, you have to use a kli shares for shechita. Vayikach as a ma'acheles, and Yitzchak was an ola. So the ma'acheles, you have to use a knife, special kli shares. Vayikach a ma'acheles, the ola tuna cleave, yalfina mine kulu, ubisota, and also a perika in sota, daf yudalit. Either way, this is a major machlokas. Aye, so how do you read that Mishnah there? Why does the Mishnah say Kabbalah Saddam with a Kli Shares? So what about, why doesn't it say Shechita? V'haydel oktan hacha Shechitasam, but Kli Shares, but Tzafon, kiditzan v'kabbalah lo dami, de v'kabbalah nami lo hizkir ha-kli, elo mishum deboishi gam ha-kli bat Tzafon. Right, why does it mention Kabbalah? Because it's emphasizing that not only does the mekabel, but the kli has to be in the Tzafon for Kabbalah. La'afuke im ha-behema bat Tzafon, v'kli badarom, v'adam mekalech b'tocho, by Kabbalah, even the kli has to be batzafon. So that's why it doesn't say in the Mishnah, shchita because the knife doesn't have to be batzafon, even though it's, that's what he said. Adam klay b'dav teitam b'chol hani debol tzafon k'tani shchita. V'kibol damim v'chleir shes b'samon v'gabi kachem kalim shechitzas shchitasam b'chol makam b'azara lo k'tani v'kibol damim v'chleir shes avagav deboy kabala b'chleir shes v'chein la'el. So you see, things are left out. Tosas is midayik, and therefore Tosas continues on to the next Amud. Either way, this is a major machlokas. Rashi in Sota Daf Yudalet is Lashitaso, that a knife has to be a klisharis. The interesting shita is the shita of the Rambam. The Rambam says in Maisa Karbanis, Lechadchila b'di'evet. Lechadchila b'di'evet. The Rambam says, Kol azvachim ein shochten oso lechadchila, ela b'sakin mi klisharis. V'im shachat b'chol davar sheshochten bo achulin afilu b'kromen shalkana ksherim. How do you put all the sources together? The case is that the Gemara's that say klishares, lechadchila. The Gemara's that say, any knife, b'di'evet, which is a big fiddish, right? We know, is this a din daraisa? Sounds like from that Gemara, but Yikach Machelos is a din daraisa. Right? This gets into the sugya of the Rishonim, Tosfos and Gittin Daf Gimel. Tosfos says, on a daraisa level, ein lechalik bein lechadchila b'di'evet. It's not only talking about mitzvos, not talking about halachos, right? What about matirim Tosfos and nida daf samach vav? That by matirim, there's no chilek between lechadchila and b'di'evet. By tevila, Tosfos asks there, right? Why is it that by nida we need roi l'bias mayim, right? We don't need actual bias mayim. A person, when they have to go to the mikveh, they don't have to open up their mouth under the water. But they have to make sure that there's no chatzitzas in the mouth, right? Between the teeth. Because you need roi l'bias mayim. Tosfos says, why don't you say lechadchila? You need to open your mouth. Tosfos says, there can never be a lechadchila b'di'evet chilek when it comes to matirim in Torah. Only by mitzvahs, like, Tosfos quotes, chalitza and belila, chalitza and belila and mikra bikurim. I think those are the three that Tosfos quotes. Which each one of those, chalitza, interesting. Is that a mitzvah or is that a matir? Major machlokas aposkim. If a yavam is 100 and the yavam is 99, they have no plans to get remarried or have any more children. Do they have to do chalitza? First Chacham Tzvi, Simon Aleph. No, they don't have to do Chalitza. Right? Big discussion in the postgame. But either way, this is a Rambam. Lechadchila b'di'evet, on a Daraisa level, Pashas. Again, that might be about a halacha. Might not be about a mitzvah, so it might not be related to that sugya, but it's definitely in the same conversation. Okay, so this was the Rashi. Rashi says, comparing it to Balmum, and the Gemara says, that's the Chiddush of Mincha, once it's in the Klisharis, so then there is no way for it to be redeemed. Says the Gemara now, Ubalmum Hecha Deikri Tameh. The Havamina was that a Balmum is called Tameh, Tameh is called Balmum, and that's why I would have thought that it can be redeemed. Where do you ever see a Balmum called Tameh, Titania? Because the Brisa says, V'im kol Behema Tameh, Eshelo Yagrivu Mimena Karban Lashem. So a Behema Tameh, that you don't bring as a Karban, Biba'ali Mumin, Sheniftin, Akasim Adaber. That Pasuk is talking about a Balmum, that is nifte. Ato omer bali mumin she niftu, oeno ela bebehma tmeya mamish. Is that talking about balmum that was redeemed, or an actual non-kosher animal? Behema tmeya. Kshu omer vim bebehma hatmeya ufada berkecha. Right, this is in Bechukosai. When talking about arachin and all the different ways of being makdish something, charamim, arachin, all different ways. So the Torah says, a different pasuk, if you are pode the erech of the behemah tmeya? Hari behemah tmeya amura. Hamani mekayim v'im kol behemah tmeya. The first pasuk v'bali mumin sheniftu hakasev medaber. Good. Says the Gemara, yachol yipadu al mum over. You might think you could even redeem based on a temporary mum, a mum over. Tamalomar asher lo yakrivu mimena karban lashem. Mi she'eno kreva lashem koliker. So a balmum over is not included in the discussion of being no podeh. When you buy a balmum over, you have to wait till it gets a mum kavua, and then one would be able to redeem it. There are many mitzvahs that are related to balmum. It's fascinating. If you look in Parshas Emor, in the Sefer HaChinuch, Reish Ayin Hey, Reish Ayin Vav, Reish Ayin Zayin, right, those three, and then we have more, three, you have about 10 mitzvahs related, not to, first the kohanim, being oved when they're a balmum, and then regarding the animals, not to be makdash a balmum amizbeach, not to, put a mum in a karban, not to be zorik the dam of a balmum, not to be shochet the balmum, not to be makdash a murin of a balmum, not to, be makdash of a balmum from goyim, a separate losase, reish sadi beis, right, all of these are related to Balmum, again, many mitzvahs related both to the Kohen and to the animals. But Hashem, we'll have to talk about Balimumin regarding Kachim, and then we'll get to in Maseches Chulin, Balimumin regarding Trefus, right? That's different. It's not exactly the same idea, but again, that's many mitzvahs related to a Balmum, but the halach is a Balmum is only when there is a permanent Balmum. If it is a temporary one, so then it is, one has to just wait, right? And that's the issue by Bechor. We know Bechor only loses his Klusha once it has a Balmum Kavua. Balmum over is not. That's why Kohanim were chashudim to put a balmum on the bechor animals, because then it would just lose its kedusha. They will be able to eat it wherever. Okay, it's a discussion in Maseches Bechoros. Let's continue. There's a Rambam. The Rambam gives a different reason than our Gemara for why one is not allowed to be poda. Right? Our Gemara talks about why can't you be poda the items after they become Tameh, because it's not like a mum, it was written in the Skadish Bekli, or even if it was a Skadish Bekli, there's no Pidyon after Hakdasha. The Rambam gives a totally different reason why they are excluded from Pidyon. In Isurei Mizbeach, Perek Vav, the Rambam there is discussing Mumin, Perek Vav. The Rambam says, Kishem se mitzvah lios kol karban tamim v'nivchar, kach nesachav yu tmimim v'nivcharim. Just like karbanas have to be perfect, so too nesachim. Shenemar tmimim yu lachem v'niskehem. Shiyu nesachim tmimim. Not to bring nesachim of yayin meushan and soles shehitliya, or a shemen that's a recho or taimo ra. V'chein atzei hama'aracha. Lo yiyu ela nivcharim. The wood should be the best, the chosen. V'lo yiyu behem tola'as. It's not just about getting it done. It's about doing it in the most beautiful way possible. That's why also, just skipping, if you remember, the last Rambam in Yisurim Mizbeach, the end of Perek Zion, that's where the Rambam has the beautiful hosaf and ashkafic point. All Avodas Hashem should be in the most beautiful way. It's not just about getting it done, do it, and finish. The last Rambam in Yisurim Mizbeach is a refrigerator Rambam. Right? The Rambam says, V'hu adin l'chol davar shehu l'Hashem, hakel hatov, sheyiyah min hano'el hatov. Everything we do in Avodas Hashem should be the best. V'imbana beis tefila, yino'emi beis yeshivaso. You build a shul, it should be more gorgeous than my house. He'achil ra'ev, ya'achil man hatov. I give somebody who's hungry, I should give him great food. Kisa arum, hikdish davar, right, I didn't read the first half of the Rambam. The Rambam says, yarchiv yadov yavi karbanam and a yafa meshubach b'yotzer shebaoso min sheyavi mimenu. V'chulu. Right, and that's what the pasuk quoted, kol chelev l'Hashem. And that's where the Radvaz makes the comment that the Rambam is an amazing organizer. But anyway, back to Perek Vav of Yisurim Mizbeach. The Rambam says, Hasoles v'hayayin v'hashemen v'halavona, all of our items, flour, wine, oil, lavona, v'haofos, v'haetzah, v'klisharis, shenifsalu o shenitzmu, ein podin osan, right? Our halacha, you're not podin them. Why? Sheneemar, v'heemid, v'heerich. The pasuk says, before you are ma'arich something to redeem it, you have to stand it up, and then be ma'arich, figure out its value, and then redeem it. Kol sheyeshno b'ha'amada ne'erach. Anything that can be stood up can be ne'erach, can be evaluated. Ve'elu einan b'chlal ha'amada, lefichach einiftin la'olam. Therefore, these are not b'chlal ha'amada. So the Evan Azel, already the earlier, the Radvaz here wonders, you know, first of all, ofos are able to be ne'emad, hu'amad. So why does the Rambam say ofos are excluded? So that's a question that the Mefarshim here deal with. But the Evan Azal is a big suggestion that maybe this is in the Ikar reason, this is just a siman. Either way, that it's a question why the Rambam quotes this reason among the Argamar doesn't say it. Maybe based on a different source, but does not say what Argamara says. The Tosfos Yonta points out on our Mishnah that Rambam is a different reason than what Argamara gives. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara now, Masiv Rav Huna Bar Manoach. Rav Huna Bar Manoach has a kasha. What's the kasha on? It's on Shmuel. Rashi says, L'Shmuel. Shmuel's din. Shmuel says, our Mishnah is that the Menachas and the Nesachim can be redeemed before they go into the Klisharis, even if they're Tahorim. Nothing happened yet. I was Makdish them. Before they go into a Klisharis, I can redeem them. Masav Rav Huna Bar Manoach, Ha'ofos Va'etzem Alavonav Klisharis, Shenitme'u, what about the second half of the Mishnah? Ein Lehem Pidyon, Shlonomer Pidyon Elo Be'Behema, the second half of the Mishnah said that only Behemas could be redeemed, not these items. So Bishlama Ofos Kedushas HaGufnenu, I understand why Ofos could be cannot be redeemed, because it gets Kedushas HaGuf, and therefore Kedushas Aguf, if nitma, like Rashi said before, it's like after the, it being in the Kli Shari, it's nothing to do. Can't be redeemed. V'lo nomar ella bebehema. We only said pidyon by an animal. Behemos. Ella eitzim ulavona v'kli shareis lifriku. But these other items, after they became tamei, why can't they be redeemed? They were never put into a Kli Shareis. You don't put the wood into a Kli Shareis. Right, and the vona we don't assume was ready yet. Right, Rashi says shalo kitshum bekli bekli shares and the kli shares itself. Why can't they be redeemed? El alav. Why can't they be redeemed even after they became tamei? Because maybe it doesn't make a difference. El alav mishum de tahor and ba'alma einiftim. Well, if they can't be redeemed bichlal, even if they are tar, so even if they became tamei, it doesn't make a difference. V'hani nami avagav de nitmu kitahorim damu. Right, and this would, if all this svara would be correct, as a kasha on Shmuel. Because Shmuel says tahorim can, even tahorim can be redeemed, and we're suggesting that no. Only, achelo kitshu bakli, so then they can. But once kitshu bakli, not. So let's continue. Tzela ah, mishum de tahorim, but alma e niftin. It must be because in general, e niftin, if they are tahor, vahani nami, avagav de nitmu kitahorim damu. Why is it? Continues the Gemara. To eight symbol of Ona, lav b'nei ashvuye ochlen inu. Fundamentally, wood and lavona are not food. They're not able to become tame, right? What could become tame in the world? People could become tame. Food could become tame. Kalim could become tame. That's it. That's it. Kalim, ochel, adam. Animals cannot become tame, right? Unless they're dead, then they are tame. But makabel tam are only those items. Adam, Kalim and Ochel. So Eitzim and Lavona are neither, none of the above. So Eitzim and Lavona, Lab and Ashriya, Ochlen and Nu, Ella, but we know the principle in Kachem is Ella Chibas HaKodesh, Mashvilu Uchla, but the principle of Chibas HaKodesh, that we look at items in Kachem in a very beloved way, and we're machshiv them. That's the principle of Chibas HaKodesh. We're machshiv them, and therefore Kachem could have rule breakers, as we'll see soon. There could be rule breakers, even things that aren't usually Mekabel Tumah can be Mekabel Tumah. Even things that don't have a Shem Ochel can have a Shem Ochel. So, El Chibas HaKodesh Mashvilu Uchla. But, because of the way that we look at Kachem, we can make it into Ochel, but that's only when it's ready to be used. When it's that final stage, what we might call in Tumah Vatara, right, Gemar Malacha. So here, the eitzim kami de lomashafilu legizirin, until we chisel out and make the wood a perfect size in order to use for the logs, lo miskashri. You're not going to, the chibat hakodesh is not going to kick in. It's not going to be miskasher. Lavona nami, kami de lo kidsha beklishares, lo miskashra. It's not ready yet. Klishares nami, holva islu tar b'mikvah. A klishares could always be undone by putting it into a mikvah. So what are all of these? What's the whole svara that Rav Huna Bar Manoach is giving? The whole starting point is that when they are tahar, they are not redeemable. So that's why, even afterwards, they, even if nitzmu kitahorim damu. And that's why the Mishnah would say ein lehem pidyon. So that would be against Shmuel. So does this svara all work against Shmuel? So the Gemara says, no, maybe not. La'olam, emalacha, tahorin ba'alma niftin. Maybe Shmuel's right. On a daraisa level, you could be hodeh, these items when they are tahar. When they are tameh, or when they are tahar. Again, even though the Mishnah only says nitmu. Vahani, mishum de lo shrichi luhu. These are, why does the Mishnah say you can't redeem them? Because they're not so common. As Rashi says, it's a din d'rabanan. Midrabanan can't be nifteh, because you're not going to find so many, so much lavona, you're not going to find so many klisharis that you need. So once they go into the world of hektish, not redeeming them. If they're good for hektish, if they're tar, we're going to say midrabanan, they can't be redeemed. So the Gemara says, bishlam lavona v'klisharis lo shrichi. Fine, lavona and klisharis might not be so common. Ela eitzim. Mishka shrichi, there are plenty of forests in the world. Right, aren't there? You have plenty of wood. So why would the rabbanan make it a derabanan that you can't redeem that? No, eitzim nami. The wood that you need is also not so common. Kivan to Amar Mar, kol eitz shenim sabo tola'as, pasal lagabi mizbeach, since, as we've had, wood that is wormy is not able to be used. Hilkach lo shrichi. So wood is also not so common, and therefore, on a daraisa level, these items, eitzim, lavona, ofos, klishares, those four are able to be redeemed on a daraisa level, just midrabbana, they're not, because they're not so common. So the seif of the Mishnah has no connection to the reisha of the Mishnah, right? The whole kasha of Rav Huna Bar Manoach was trying to bring a raya from the seif of the Mishnah to reflect on this the seifa on the reisha of the Mishnah, which Shmuel commented about. So what the Gemara says is that the seifa is a din derabanan, right? There can't be any kashas on that from Shmuel. So therefore, everything works out. Period. The sugya of Chibas HaKodesh is a large one. It comes up on tomorrow's daf also. First of all, is it a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan? That itself is a machlokas rishonim. Whether it's based on the Gemara quotes a pasuk. Gemara quotes a pasuk, but it is a machlokas. Rashi holds in Nazvachim on daf menvav that it's a d'rabbanan. The pasuk is an asmachta, and Tosfos there argues. The Rambam seems to argue also that it's a d'oraisa. There's a Rashi on tomorrow's daf that seems to say it's d'oraisa, but the Yesod, the Chakira amongst the Achronim is, again, it's a rule breaker. Chibas HaKodesh, right? Even though something is usually not subject to becoming Tamei, Chibas HaKodesh makes it able. So, is it that Chibas HaKodesh is machshivit to give it a shame ochel, or even without a shame ochel, it could be makabel tumah? There could be differences between the two, right? Even within Hekshel HaKabel tumah in general, you have that Chakira. Right, the Sefer HaChinuch and Rashi and the Ramban in Parsha Sashmini, I think it is, right, there by a Hechshel Kabbal Tumah. So, right, what's the Chakira? When something has to become wet with one of the seven liquids, the Mishnah Mishsechas Machshirin, is that because it's not a Shem Ochel, it's not food until it becomes wet? Rashi has that Lashon, right, in the Sefer HaChinuch. Or no, it's an Ochel beforehand, it's just not Roy Kabbal Tumah. Meaning, as the Ramban talks about, the spiritual pores of the item has to be opened, so to speak, by one of these seven liquids, and therefore, it has to become wet. That's general Hekshel HaKabel Tumah. That's for sure din d'oraisa. But Chibas HaKodesh, that is the Machlokes Rishonim. The Minchas Chinuch assumes there are two parts of Chibas HaKodesh. This is the Minchas Chinuch. If you want one source to look at for Chibas HaKodesh, one can look in Mitzvah Kuf Mem Hei, in the Chinuch and the Minchas Chinuch. That's the Itzer of eating Karbanos that became Tamei. So in that context, the Menachas Chinuch talks about Lavona and Eitzim and all of these other items. And he says, V'hine yishnei inyanim b'chibas HaKodesh. There are really two fundamental ideas. Echad, af de'eino ochel klau. Even if something is not edible, it's not a food, like wood, like Lavona, right? Our cases. Eitzim, Lavona, de'eino makabel tumah b'chol mako. Right? It's not makabel tumah. Again, it's not food, it's not a kli, it's not a person. That's the only three things. Right, so even so, b'chol makom kivan deino ochel umashke b'chol makom gabi kodesh mar behapasek kan v'habasar de makabel tumah. It's makabel tumah chiddush chibas hakodesh. Something that's not ochel is makabel tumah. V'od, and then there's a second din of chibas hakodesh. Even if something is not hukshar l'kabel tumah, a rule breaker is ki'ilu it's hukshar. Yesh ochlin de bekablin tuma b'chol makom rak tzarach hechshir mayim oshiv emashkim v'gam kein mevor b'mekom osanal t'chibas hakodesh machshir ki'ilu ba aleha mayim ki'ilu water came on them v'laniyaz dayti zen nachon mitzad ha-svara da'tor ha-ribs of ha-basar l'rabos eitzim l'vona de'in ochal klal. I understand, says the Minchas Chinuch, part one. I can understand. It's not considered a chashiv item, consider it a chashiv item. So I understand that one, misad svara, within the inner workings of Chibas HaKodesh, you can give something the status of a food, even though it's not a food. Even though it's magical. You can understand that. Amr Chazal, misad svara, the Chibas HaKodesh, kivin shu kodesh, even though it's not an ochel, ki'il hu ochel v'davar chashev. Aval, says the Menachas Chinuch, I don't understand the second part of Chibas HaKodesh. If something is not hukshar l'kabel tumah, so why should Chibas HaKodesh make it hukshar? To give it a certain significance and status, fine, you give it the status of an ochel, which is something significant. But it's not wet. Ki'ilu is wet, so what's the svara for that? Aval ochlim below hechsher, tehem ochlim, ach de'in makabun tumah, de'gzeres akashev, se'srichan hechsher mashkim, b'ze eini yodea klal, ma chashivas hu lakodesh, yikabal tumah, av shalo ba'mayim alav, ma chashivas, ma she'yia karov l'tumah. She'ilu kilu ba'al av mayim, eini yodea klal me'ezachiba, I don't know why, if it's so beloved, it's considered as wet. I don't know what the svar for that is. V'imu ochel einu magareya mimalwasu im lo ba'ol ha-mayim. Rakzeres ha-kasev. It's rakzeres ha-kasev. Unless you say what we just said 5 minutes ago, that even the Hekshel HaKabel Tumah gives it shame ochel. Right? The Lashon of the Sefer HaChinuch there on that mitzvah is, you know, an apple, even Bizman HaZeh, an apple, until you wash it off, you're not going to eat it. So maybe it's not going to be a shame apple until you wash it off. So that's his suggestion. Again, it gets into Hilchos Borer on Shabbos, right? Is there an issue of Borer? You're not really doing it to separate anything because you would really eat it anyway. But either way, this is the Minchas Chinuch Sarachian. He acknowledges, but he says, I understand Halacha 1 more than I understand Halacha 2. Again, a very big topic. Maybe we'll talk more about it on tomorrow's daf. But again, this is the Gemara brings it up here, that Chibas HaKodesh can be mashed into an Ochel, but only when it's ready. Only when it's ready. And that was within the question on Shmuel. Good. So the Gemara says, now Amar of Papa. Ishami le Shmuel. If Shmuel had heard the following brisa, he would never have said a shita. Ishami le Shmuel hadatanya the following brisa. Hamatvis tmimim lebetek abayis ein podin osam el lemizbeach. If somebody gives a tom animal to betek abayis, which he is not supposed to do, right? If there's a tom animal, I'm supposed to give it lemizbeach. I'm not supposed to give it just for temple upkeep for betek abayis. So if somebody gives a carbon, a perfect sheep, for betek abayis. So in poden osan elam mizbeach, the only way that you're able to be poda that is for mizbeach. Be poda meaning somebody who needs a carbon can give the money to the betek abayis and use that animal as a carbon. Shekala roi la mizbeach, eino yotzei min de mizbeach la olam. Anything that's roi for the mizbeach cannot leave kedushas mizbeach la olam. The avagav kedushas damim ninhu. Even if it's kedushas damim, that's ready the kashan shmuel. A niftin hoel vitahorim heim. They're not nifta because they're tar. So that's what does Shmuel say? If I'm makdish minchas v'nesachim, even if they're tahar, so I can redeem them. So this is against the brisa. The brisa says that anything that's roilam is beach, cannot leave, even if it's klushas damim. So habi hader bay. So Rapapa says if Shmuel had heard this brisa, then he would have been chozerbo. And the Gemara says no. Velohi shamile velo hader bay. No, he didn't. Velohi, Shamilei velo haderbe, right? He heard it and he still wasn't chozer, but why? Lav amrit haslam, kiven de lo shchichi lo mifriki. Didn't we say earlier, if something is not shchiach, that's why it's not redeemed? Hachanami, kiven de shchichi mumin, the pasli bibehema, you could say it's a drabanan too. Since it's very common to have mumin that ruin animals, de afilu bedokin shabayin ami pasli, right? Even dokin shabayin, as we said, it's a mum for Jews, not for non-Jews. So it's so common that mumin, hilka lo shchichi, therefore even the animals are considered not shriach, and therefore Shmuel could survive. Shmuel could survive even with this brisa. Again, is this a dinda araisa or a dinda rabbanan? Also interesting to be makdish tam for bedek abayis. Is that a daraisa problem or is that a drabanan problem? So if you get the feeling from this gemara that well, once it's kadosh, you can only redeem it for matvis it for kachim mizbeach. What about originally? Making it into Kachi Bedek Abayis. What level problem is that? So the Rambam also talks about this. The Rambam says, in Hilchas Arachin, Hamakdish Behema Tahora Tamima, Lebedek Abayis, Afopi Sha'avar Lasei. It's an Isser Asei, the Rambam says. You have to give a Tam to the Mizbeach. The Rambam says, even though you violated an Asei, Masha Asa Asui, Vechala Kedush Ale. It's Kadosh. The niftei kshi tmima, and it can be niftei when it's tam. Umarich oso akawein b'damea v'adamim yiplu lebedek abayis. Ve'na pode osa pode el amanas lakriv lemizbeach l'mashi ruuya shekol davar haroi lemizbeach and yotzei midei mizbeach la'olam. The Rambam quotes our Gemara, and the Mishnah Lamelech on that Rambam has the suffix yish lehistapik b'din zeh shekol davar haroi lemizbeach eino yotzei midei mizbeach la'olam imhumanat Torah omidrabanan. And he says, the Rishonim discuss it, he says, I don't understand, because the Gemara in Menaches, and Daf Kuf Beis, Kuf Aleph, Beferish. Beferish is a Din D'Rabbanan, because Lo Shchichi. Right, that's what the Gemara says, Lo Maskana. I don't know, anybody can say it's a Daraisa. That's what his question is on those Rishonim. That's the Rambam in Arachin, Perikei Alachahei. Okay, so that's all Shitas Shmuel. We continue. Says the Gemara now, Rav Kahana, second to last skinny line. Rav Kahana argues on Shmuel. Rav Kahana Omar Tmein Niftin Tahorin Niftin. Tmein, like them take the Mishnah literally. If Menachas and Nesachim become Tamei, then they can be redeemed. But if they are still Tahar, they are not Nifta. B'chein Amar Rav Oshia Tmein Niftin Tahorin Niftin. Rav Oshia also says that. Ika de Amre, or maybe we have a different version of Rav Oshia. Amar Rav Oshia Afilu Tahorin Niftin. Maybe Rav Oshia agrees with Shmuel. Even Tahor can be Niftin. Rabbi Elazar Omar, Kulam Temeim Niftin Tahorin A Niftin. Technically, he holds like Rav Kahana. Temeim can be Niftin, but not Tahorin, except Chutz Me'asiris Ho'efa Shal Minchas Chote. Except for the Mincha of a Chote. Why? That's an Olav Yored. Shahare Amra Torah Mechataso Al Chataso. Rashi explains you have extra words of Mechataso and Al Chataso to teach me that if somebody is mafresh their carbon when they are poor, and they are mafresh flour, and then they become rich before it's the time to bring the carbon, so then they have to switch it. And they're poded that flour, and they bring an animal. And the opposite. If somebody is rich when they sin, and they're mafresh the money for the animal, and then they become poor, then they could trade it in and only bring the flour. That's mechataso. From the chatas, you're going to bring something less. Al chataso, on what you already designated, you can bring something more. So those two words. So those two are the only exception, says this shita, says Rabbi Elazar, that they can be nifta even if they are tahorin. Good. Amar Raboshia, says Raboshia, shamati, pigel b'mincha, this is the same Raboshia that we were just talking about, right? Machlokes, whether he hold like Shmuel or didn't hold like Shmuel. So the Gemara here is going to try to go into a 20-line brisa to figure out which Raboshia might be the correct one. So Amar Raboshia, shamati, pigel b'mincha, l'Rabbi Shimon, in a matami tomas ochlen. Raboshia says, I heard that if somebody's mafagel by a mincha, now we know you could do pigol, have a machshava chutz l'zmano during the kmitza of a mincha, eina matami tumas ochlin, it cannot transmit matami tumas ochlin. We will see, Rabbi Shimon Shita is, right, we've been talking about that, tumas ochlin, food can become tameh, food can transmit tuma. Rabbi Shimon Shita is, if there's ochel that's asur bahana'a, it cannot be matami tumas ochlin. That's the yesod of Rabbi Shimon. If I can't get benefit from it, it's not called ochel. It's not called ochel, and therefore it's not matami tumas ochlin. That's Rabbi Shimon Shita. So Rabbi Shimon is saying here, Raboshia says, that if it's pigol, you can't do anything with it, right? It's usser. So if it's pigol b'mincha, it's not matami tumas ochlin. Ditznan, this is really a brisa, tosefta in uksin. Titania, the brisa says, ha'arla v'kilei akerem. Arla, first 3 years, kelei akerem, v'shar niskal, all these items that are usser bahana. Vishar haniskal, the egla arufa, the anonymous corpse, that tzipuri mitzora, the birds that are used in the taras and mitzora process, upetar chamor, ubas, and petar chamor, the donkey that you did not switch with the sheep. So until you switch it with the sheep, it's aser bahana. Ubasar bachalav, all of those, kulam mitamin tumas ochlin. The Tanakhama says, all of those, even though they are aser bahana, they're mitamin tumas ochlin. Rabbi Shimon Omer Kulanei Matami Tumas Ochlin. No, Rabbi Shimon argues. Rabbi Shimon says anything that's Asur Banal is not Matami Tumas Ochlin. Mode Rabbi Shimon Bebasur Bechalav. That's the only one he's mode in. Why? Shematami Tumas Ochlin Hoil Vaisalo Shasa Kosher. It had a moment in time when it was not Asur Banal. So if anything that had a moment in time that was not, it was already Ochel and it was Mutter Bahana'a, right, a shor haniskal was also mutter when it was alive before it came a shor haniskal. But when it was a shor, it was still usher to eat. It was still a live animal. So Rabbi Shimon says, basa b'chalav had a shasa kosher when it was an ochel, and therefore it is mitami tumas ochel. Once it's an ochel, it's always an ochel. Good. Rashi here says, the Achronim wonder, what would I have said without looking? Right, what would I have said? Well, the basa b'chalav had a time when it was mutter, right? Shasa kosher, I would have said, when there was basar and when there was chalav. Rashi says no. When basar b'chalav were put together before they were cooked together. So it was already basar b'chalav. Because basar b'chalav just mixed together is not asad araisa. Only when it's cooked together. So the Achronim, the Ola Shlomo here discusses, why does Rashi dafka say it has to already be the item and then become asar afterwards and not basar and chalav before they get mixed together. Right, that's what the Gemara says elsewhere, why basar b'chalav is a chiddushu. Usually when you mix two mutter items together, it doesn't become aser. And here it becomes aser. Okay, but that's a diuk in Rashi. But either way, this is the brisa, that all these items that are aser b'hana, according to the Tanakhama, are still matami to mazochlin. Rashi also points out here, shor haniskal, a shor haniskal, isn't it matame anyway, mishum tumas nevela? So what do you mean matami to mazochlin? It's tami to machamura. Right, avatoma. So Rashi says it must be that you shechted the shor haniskal before you were sokel it. Right, so instead of becoming an avela, you shechted it. Right, shechtu lachar shenigmar dino, diniskal mamish, batami tuma chamura, den avela hi. Rashi says it must be that it was shechted. It was shechted. And this is the Minchas Chinuch's kasha. The Minchas Chinuch asks a kasha without answering it. Minchas Chinuch in the end of Mitzvah Nun Beis. And the Mitzvah Nun Beis. Question that the other Achronim ask too. Menachas Chinuch says, Vitzarech Iyun. And he does not answer the question. We know that there are certain actions that are demanded to be done to certain animals. So, and a regular animal, if I want to eat it, I shecht it. Asher aniskal, there's a mitzvah to be sokel it. Asir ha mishtaleach, there's a mitzvah to be sholeach it on the cliff. Egla rufa, there's a mitzvah to break its neck. All of these actions are mandated by the Torah. So why are they all nevela? After I do it. Nevela means an animal that died without shechita. So I didn't do anything to it that I was supposed to do. Or I messed up what I was supposed to do. I did a bad shechita. But if I did all these actions that the Torah tells me to do, why is there Tumas Nevela there? It's dead, it wasn't shechted really, but shouldn't this action, right, skila so, zuhi shechita so, dechiyaso latsuk zuhi shechita so, at least to be mitar midei Nevela? That's his question, and he does not answer it. That's what he wonders. He says, "Tekiva de mitzvah so betchia he b'makam shchita u'ma ichbas leilak adish baruch hu bein shochid me'atzaver l'shochid me'ha'oref." Hashem doesn't make a difference to Hashem where I shecht it from. Lo nitno mitzvos rak letzareif bohem abrios v'achanami mitzvah so bekach v'zui shchitaso. Right, Ein Tov says in Chulon daf pebeis egla l'ni egla rufa the ish b'zei mishem osov es beno. Right, arifas egla counts for shchita for osov es beno, shechting the mother and child on the same day. The Gemara assumes that it's a nevela. Again, it's not Rashi's fault here. Rashi knows the Gemara says it's a nevela, and that's what Rashi has to say. It was shechted before it was pushed off before it was stoned. But the Minchas Chinuch just asks, he leaves it Tzarachian. Tzarachian, Vatzarach, Ian, Rachav. Right, we had this discussion by Malika also. By Malika. But either way, this is the Minchas Chinuch's Kasha. But again, this Rashi says, what the pashas of the Gemara is. Also, what about Petach Hamor? What about Petach Hamor? It's Aser Bahana'a, but it's alive. So when are you gonna get Hana'a from it? So Rashi says you're shechting it for a guy. So then also, maybe it does it, what do you mean? If it's shechted for a guy? If I shecht a non-kosher animal, it's not nevela. Says Rashi, Sheshachtu lo v'yochavim v'lo ba'adayin lo tubas nevelas kagon ba'odo mafarkes. You're shechting it for a guy, but it's not totally dead yet. It's still shaking around. So at that moment, it's still flailing in his death throes. So, okay, Rashi comes up with all the hechi timsis. How exactly these wouldn't be matami b'shem nevela anyway. And it's just an issue of tumas ochlin. Good. So we didn't get to the point of why the Gemara brought this in yet. So, v'amar v'asi, amar Rabbi Yochanan, on my time with Rabbi Shimon, why does Rabbi Shimon say that everything that's aser behana'ah is not metami tumas ochlin, because the pasuk says mikol ha'ochel asher ye'achel ochel shata yachol la'achilo la'achirim kari ochel that you could feed to someone else, you could get benefit from kari ochel she'iyata yachol la'achilo la'achirim ain't a kari ochel, anything that you can't v'ha. And what did Rabbi Shimon just bring this tosefta in for? He's talking about pigel by a mincha v'pigel b'mincha nami ochel she'iyata yachol la'achirim. So, pigo by a mincha is also something that you can't feed to others. It's aser bahana'a. And therefore, it is also not mitame tumas ochlin. Says the Gemara, yachi basa b'chalav nami. So, one second. If this is the reason, so also basa b'chalav. Typically, why do you have to come up, but say by basa b'chalav, that it is haisalo shasa kosher? So, typically, to oshata yachal achilo lacherim. Why does Rabbi Shimon have to say that the reason that basar b'chalav I agree by is because it's not a shasa kosher? Rabbi Shimon says that basar b'chalav is mutar b'hana. We don't paskin that way. That's what Rabbi Shimon says. So it should be l'shitas Rabbi Shimon. Why do you have to come up with a separate reason of haisal shasa kosher? D'tanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, Omer Mishum Rabbi Shimon, basar b'chalav, asar b'achila, umutar b'hana. Right? Not like the Rashi that we know. Three times, asar b'achila, asar b'hana, asar b'bishol. Shenemar ki am kadosh atal Hashem alokecha lo savashal gedi b'chalevimo v'lahalonu omer anshe kodesh tiuli ubaser basada treifa lo sachelu. So we have gzeirah shava by treifa. Treifa is only aser to eat. Malahalon aser b'achila umotzer b'hana afkan aser b'achila umotzer b'hana. So why does Rabbi Shimon say that the reason he agrees by basa b'chalav that it is matami to masochlin is because it had a shas ha hechsher? Hashas kosher. Say the reason is because you're allowed it. It's not aser b'hana. So where it says chad v'ot kamar. You're right. It's really two reasons. Chad to ochal shado yochol lachil lachirim. Who? Number one, you can feed it to others. V'od l'didei nami ha'isal hashas kosher. And also, according to him, it had hashas kosher. Okay, different two reasons. Good. We're not up to the point yet. Meisveis. Then we ask a question from a different osefta. Rabbi Shimon Omer. Yesh no sar shu matami to masochlin. Yesh no sar shina matami to masochlin. No sar. You have to burn no sar. So no, sir, there is no, sir, that's matami to mas ochlin, and so I'm not. This is Rabbi Shimon again talking. What do you mean? No, sir, is asr b'ana. Right? You have to burn it. So what's matami to mas ochlin? So Kate said, lon lefnei zrika, if you left it over before zrika's hadam, meaning it never had a shasa kosher, it was never ochel, that was ra'ui, so in a matami to mas ochlin, that's Rabbi Shimon Shita. If it's asr b'ana, and it never was mutter b'ana, in its state of ochel, but after you did Zrikas Hadam, then you left it over, then Matami to Masochlin, because it had a moment that it was Ra'ui. Upigol, Bein Bekachi Kachim, Bein Bekachim Kalim, Ain Matami to Masochlin. Pigol is not Matami to Masochlin, because we're assuming that it never had a Shas HaKosher, right? When you shechted it, right, you had a pigol thought, it became Masr Bana. Pigal Bemincha, Matami to Masochlin. The last time pigol minchas v'tami to mazochin, because it had a shasa kosher. It had before when it was earlier, before you were mafagel. Question mark. So 1 second. It's against Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe said that according to Rav Shimon, pigol b'mincha is not matami to mazochin. The Brisa says befeirish, it is matami to mazochin. So what's the how are you going to answer? Lo kasha kancha lois lo shasa kosher kancha lois lo shasa kosher. Well, it depends. Rav Yoshia within Rav Shimon, right, agrees that Rav Shimon only says it's not matami to mazochin when it never had a moment that it was kosher. But if it did, it did. So what is the Braisa talking about? A case of pigol, it's metame, that's where it had a shasa kosher. Rabbi Oshi is talking about where it didn't have a shasa kosher. So, heichidami d'lois lo shasa kosher. How could it not have a shasa kosher? Right, when you're makdash mincha before a mefagelet, so isn't it ochel, that's ra'ui? So what's a case of lo haisa lo shasa kosher, and that's the case that's not metame to mazochlin? Dr. Shinu b'mechubar. It must be that you amakdash it when it was still attached to the ground. Right? It was flour, it was grain, when it was still attached to the ground. So where it says, velifrkinu, so just redeem it. Why don't you just redeem it? And therefore, it still can have a shas hakosher. So here's the key line. This is all leading up to this line. Right? To answer this question. So, ha, nicha lahach lishna, dam rab oshia, temeya niftin tarim, e niftin, shapir. If we say, remember, we had a 2 days in Rav Oshia on the bottom of the previous Amud, whether Rav Oshia agrees with Shmuel or not. If you say that Rav Oshia argues with Shmuel, that when it's Tahar, it cannot be redeemed, then once it's Hukdash b'mechubar, you cannot redeem it. When it's Mechubar, it cannot become Tameh. And therefore, this is the case that does not have a Shas HaKosher, and this is the case that's not Matami Tumas Ochlin, and therefore Rav Oshia is not arguing with the Braisa. The Braisa and the Roshi are talking about two different cases. El Alahach, Lishna Damar Filun Tahor Niftin. But if according to the Lishna of Rav Oshia that says he agrees with Shmuel that Niftin, that it could be redeemed even if it's Tahor, Salifrkinu. So here, why don't you redeem it? Why do you redeem it? And therefore it should be Habashas Kosher. So therefore Rav Oshia is against the Braisa. So my answer is no, Hashemi Elo Parak. You didn't. You're right, you could have, but you didn't. And if you didn't, so it didn't have a Shas HaKosher. So Gemara says, but 1 second, we're within Rabbi Shimon's Shita. There's another Shas Rabbi Shimon's Shita. The Kivan di boy parakleh, Shemina the Rabbi Shimon, the Gomar, Kalome liftos kapadi dami. Rabbi Shimon always says, whenever something is redeemable, it's ki'ilu, it's redeemed already. So therefore, we're back to the Kasha, according to Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Oshia. Even if you were mocked the shit when it is mechubar, since it's redeemable, that should be considered haisalo shasa kosher, and therefore it should be mitami to masochlin, and therefore we're stuck. Rav Moshe is against the Braisa. Titania, where do we see this? Rabbi Shimon Omer. Para, where do we see that Rabbi Shimon holds? Kala omid liftos kapadli dami from Para Aduma. So Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Para mitame Tomas Ochlin. Para is mitame Tomas Ochlin. Remember, there's that huge Tosfos in Baba Kama on this line, right? There's two lines of Gemara and a whole page of Tosfos. There's a whole story about when that Tosfos was written. It's about this line. Para mitame Tomas Ochlin. Ho'avol ha'isel ha'shasa kosher. Para Duma is mitame Tomas Ochlin, even though it's a carbon, because it had a shasa kosher. It had a shasa kosher earlier. Right, a shasa kosher earlier. Even when you have the para burning on Haraz Esim in the Ma'aracha, it's still niftes. If you find a nicer para duma, it can still be nifteh. The Ramban in Shavuos Daf Yud Aleph quotes all the different opinions. Why is it still niftah, redeemable? Maybe Leiv Bez Din Masneh, that if you find a nicer para duma, so then you could bring another para duma. Others say that it's not really a carbon. It only has Kedushas Damim. It doesn't have Kedushas Aguf. Remember, paradumas are brought on the Mizbeach, right? It's burned on Har HaZeisim. So various reasons. But it still is Matami Tumas Ochlin because it is redeemable. Right? So that's Rabbi Shimon's Shita. Even if you didn't redeem it, it's redeemable. So we're still back to the Kasha. What's the difference between Paraduma, which is redeemable, and therefore it's Matami Tumas Ochlin, and Menachis, by the Pigle case, it's redeemable, so it should be Matami Tumas Ochlin. The Gemara says, Achi Ashta, wait a minute, you can't compare. Bishlama para omedes liftos. Para aduma, I could foresee and be looking to redeem it. Why? Liftos he. She matza acheres noa himena, mitzvah liftosa. If I find a nicer one, you should redeem it. Elahani menachas mitzvah liftosan. But by a mincha, there's nothing pushing me to redeem it. So maybe, and this is a chiddush gadol in the Gemara, when we say kala omi liftos kapadu dami, maybe you only say that if there is a halachic reason pushing you to redeem, not just the possibility of redeeming, but the pushing to redeem, which one has to think about that svara. If it's redeemable, doesn't kala omi mean if it's possible, not if it's probable, or even halachically suggested? But that's the chid, that's this line of the Gemara so far. Maybe kalomi liftos is limited to where the halacha would tell you. So the Gemara says, and therefore so far so good, and therefore then we've saved Ravoshia. The Gemara says, wait a minute. V'halon lefnei zrika to mitzvah lemizrakei. So what about the brisa itself? The brisa said there's a chilek between if there was lina before zrika and after zrika. The Gemara says if it was before zrika, that's not shasa kosher, because you didn't do the Zrika Sadam. V'halon lefnei zrika to mitzvah lemizrakei. There's a chiyav to do the zrika. V'ibai zarek v'ktani din matami to masochlin. There is kol ha'omid lizro kizarek dami, and we say it's not ki'ilu zarek, because it's not matami tumas ochlin. Question mark. Sacha mayaskina, the Gemara says, shalo aysa lo shos bayon lemizrakei. Maybe there you shechted it and you got it ready the second before nighttime, shkia. And dam nifsal b'shkia zachama, so there really wasn't time to do zrika. That's the case of lo haysa la shasa kosher and not matami tumas ochlin. Again, there's what to talk about, but we're in the middle of a sentence, so we'll try to just finish the sentence today. Aval haysa lo shos bayom. So you're saying what? The brisa that says that it's not matami tumas ochlin is a case where you did it the last second? Aval haysa lo shos hayom mai. But if you would have done a regular shkita in the middle of the day, so then matami tumas ochlin, then even if you wouldn't have been zorik to dam, it would be Mitami Tumas Ochlin, because you could have been Zorek the Dam? So then, why didn't the Brisa say that? Adetani, instead of saying, Lon La'achas Rika, Mitami Tumas Ochlin, instead of the Brisa saying, if it was Lon Lefdei or La'achas Rika, so Lif Log Vidida, why don't your Machalik within the Lon La'achas Rika? Bamed Verma Murim, Lefdei Zrika. Bamed Verma Murim, Shoes Bayom. When do you say that this is, does not have a Tumas Ochlin, that if you did it the last second of the day, aval haisel shows bayom mitami Tumas Ochlin? Why didn't it say that? So the Gemara, as the Gemara often does, it's as if it said it. Hachanami ka'amar. This is what it meant to say. Lon kodim sheye ra'el izrika. If you had a problem with it before it was royal izrika, meaning the second before shkia, ain't a mitami Tumas Ochlin. La'achar sheye ra'el izrika mitami Tumas Ochlin, and then it would be Matami Tumas Ochlin. So therefore, so far, we've saved Rav Oshia. Meaning, what's the Yesod? Rav Oshia says that in Rav Shimon Shita, Rav Shimon says, Rav Shimon who holds, that anything that's Asur Bahana cannot be Matami Tumas Ochlin. He only says that if it never had a moment that it had a Shasa Kosher. If it had a moment that it had a Shasa Kosher, it's that it is Matami Tumas Ochlin. So we've just discussed over the past 10 lines, what if it, is it enough that a Shasa Kosher for something to have the potential to have been done? If it was Omei Lizrok, is that enough of Shasa Kosher? If it was Omei Liftos, is that enough of Shasa Kosher? Right? So that's what we've just explained within Rav Oshia, who's within Rabbi Shimon Shita, and we're in the middle of it, but that's where we're up to Vaha. What we didn't get to, maybe we'll start with, is a big sugya that we're going to have in the Rishonim already, and that is, how could any of these items be Matami Tumas Ochlin if some of these items are Chi of Sreifa? And called Omid Lister of Kesarif Dami, Kitusi Mechle Shi'ure. It's not halachically, they don't have a shear, and therefore you need a shear for Tumas Ochlin. You need a beitza. So that's a question of Tosfos, question of others. So maybe we'll start with that discussion with Hashem tomorrow, and then we will continue as we get into the last couple of dafim of the Seches Menachos.